Hello, it's Peter Kirkpatrick.
Peter Kirkpatrick.
Welcome to The Backstage Pass.
The Backstage Pass. On Airway.
Today we've chosen a powerful song that highlights the disillusionment and disenchantment of the world that we live in. This is Sleeping Satellite by Tasman Archer, released in 1992. Behind this track revolves around Tasman Archer, an Englishwoman who started her musical journey as a backing vocalist for the group Dignity in the late 80s. That was a passionate hobby that clearly couldn't sustain her financially, so she was forced to take up various odd jobs, a seamstress, a secretary, and even worked in the Leeds courthouse. For years, Tasman worked hard to perfect her vocal technique and faced numerous rejections from record labels. But her love for music instilled an unwavering determination in her, until one day she met two musicians who would change her life, John Beck and John Hughes. During the summer of 1989, the trio finalised the instrumental for a song, but the lyrics were missing. John Hughes had just read an article commemorating the 20-year anniversary of Neil Armstrong's first step on the moon. He mentioned it to Tasman Archer, who then wrote a text titled Sleeping Satellite, referring to the dormant celestial body, the moon. The lyrics denounced the race between the great powers in the 1960s to conquer the Earth's natural satellite. And while no exploration has taken place since then, only the completion mattered. The words question the fundamental nature of man and his arrogance towards the planet. That was an environmental stance quite unprecedented for the time.
Airwave.
The Backstage Pass.
And with her enchanting voice and acoustic electro-fusion, Tasman Archer carved out her own path in the music industry in 1992. In just a few months, Sleeping Satellite circled the globe, topping charts worldwide. And when the United States embraced this refined and socially engaged tune, the song became a beloved and well-received hit.
I blame you.